We have a retailer on the line with us, Don Roberts. He's the president and CEO of Central Alabama Flooring. And Don, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, David. How are you?
Do you have regular sales meeting in your operations?
Yeah. We do. Each of our stores have a meeting once a week. And then we try to do, in fact, we just had a Birmingham-wide, you know, we had all three stores together last week for a meeting. And sometimes you need to do those things so that you can kind of do some house cleaning. But you also do it so that everybody hears the same message from the same mouths instead of, you know, how the old way of, you know, having that party where you tell the story and it goes around the room and all of a sudden it comes back to you and it's not nothing like you said.
Yes.
So we try to do that so everybody hears the same message. But we definitely do weekly sales meetings and weekly training meetings in each of the stores.
What happens if a salesperson doesn't reach, you know, whatever closing rate that you want and doesn't do that on a regular basis?
Well, I don't look at achieving a regular close rate. I look at what I get customer-wise, what the number of ups that I get in, the number of customers that I actually get into my system, and I look at sales dollars. You know, at the end of the day, you want to have salespeople that are doing at least $500,000 a year, or they're not making a decent living, and they're not going to be happy with you, right? It isn't so much how much I'm happy with them. I want them happy with them. I want them happy with the company that they work for. So, you know, again, it goes back to the training. We try to focus on the people that need extra help, and we try to get them the tools to do that.
I've got you. Let me ask you about margins again. As you mentioned, healthy margins, lifeblood of any operation. Without them, you're just not going to be around long term. Talk about the elements of maintaining healthy margins.
Well, most of it starts from the owner of the company, right? A lot of people have heard me say this, you know, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right, right? There's a lot of people out there that absolutely believe they cannot, you know, get good margins. They have to be in line with Home Depot, Lowe's, Floor and Decor, you know. And it's one thing if you're giving the same service as that, right? But if you're a full service flooring store and you're giving better warranties, all these other things, you have to make margin. Margin is the lifeblood of any company. Margin is what gives you the ability to give good service to your customers. You know, I will match any internet price. I will match any big box price and everything else, but I won't install the product. Not going to do it. If they're going to buy something off the internet, that guy on the internet is going to install it for them, and neither am I. I'll give you a great price. I'll do it as a cash and carry day in and day out. But, you know, margin is what's going to give you the ability to service your customer long term.
Interesting. Do you at some times set a margin goal that you seek to reach at, say, the end of a period, a certain period?
My goal is year over year to maintain or grow margin, okay? We do a lot of promotional advertising, and, you know, I tell people margin takes a lot of work to maintain. Well, when you do a lot of, you can only give away so much in your promotions, whether you're, you know, doesn't matter what you're advertising, you're giving away. You've got to adjust your prices based on whatever the event is that you're doing and giving away. You also have to make the most of every product. I'm not a big believer in buying inventory and sticking it in my warehouse to give it away at a low margin so that I have something to be competitive at. I'd rather, you know, pick something, cut order off a shelf that's an ugly product and blow the price out so that I have the price points that I need and I'm not compounding it by, you know, tying up my cash and my cash flow on a low margin item that eventually I'll lose some of the product in my warehouse, it'll break, it'll whatever, so it'll just compound my loss, right? But right. You've got to set up a suggested retail price. You know, everybody advertises off of suggested retail. There isn't a car dealership out there that doesn't do it. There isn't a furniture store out there that doesn't do it. I mean, all the major players in the clothing world do it. You know, the people that try to do everyday low pricing, Sears, Penney's, Saturn, they failed miserably at it. you know. Kohl's is the king. I mean, not only do they give you 50% off, they give you Kohl's cash, and I think they'll send you on a cruise if you buy enough on their credit card. So, again, they make good margin.
The specific products that salespeople recommend when a customer comes in, I suspect that's a major element of producing the margins that you want. Talk about this, and how do you make that happen?
Well, I would tell you no and yes, right? No, because in my product categories in my store, I'm margined the same. The difference is now is that mix of product, right? Carpet always was our number one leader of margin. I mean, bar none, for a lot of different reasons. But you're seeing such a big play difference in the amount of carpet that's being sold today versus, heck, just 10 years ago. So that's the challenge there. But again, it's taking your customers and providing the services that you need with your customers at a decent margin. I mean, we don't give our stuff away. I'll match anybody's price any day. But, you know, frankly, I want, and on my retail floor anyway, I want my margins to be in the mid to high 40s at least. You know, carpet's even better than that.
Now, when you're deciding what products you're going to put on your sales floor, obviously, margins enter into the whole decision. Talk about that.
Well, David, I don't know that. Again, I think this goes back to what I said. The products that I put on my floor, I want as much private label product on my floor. I want as much product that is not highly identifiable. I don't want to be able to go down the street and look at, you know, every display that the exact same product in 17 dealers in my market. I mean, you know, distributors, you got to love them, but if every distributor in the country carried Mannington, every one of them, all however many out there are, 50 distributors, could you imagine what Mannington's margins would do? Right? Everybody would be out there dropping margin like there's no day to sell their products, but they don't do that in their market, right? Mannington gives their distributor a marketplace that is protected, and so they are actually able to protect their margin. But manufacturers go out to 50 retailers in the market, and they all give them the same display. Well, guess what happens to our margin then, right? Yeah. So I'm a big believer in private brands. That's why I believe in Carpet One, and you know, it helps me protect my margins.
What do you do, Don, when a salesperson doesn't make his margins or her margins?
You know, I pretty much look at me and my managers. We price their floor. I mean, our floor is priced, and we have it priced in a different way than probably most retailers. I do a kind of a smorgasbord pricing. I offer a lot of different things every day, depending on what my customers' needs are. But, you know, I blame myself because the way we have our floor priced, our people should be changing product, not dropping price, right? So, if we don't do a good job qualifying our customer to find out that their budget is $3,500 and we're sitting there showing them $5,000 products, right, we're not doing our job. So if I lose margin, it's because of us, and we just go back and have to look at what we're doing and kind of, you know, do the one-minute manager with our salespeople on, hey, you should have showed these three products, and you could have saved your margin even though you would have dropped the price.
Oh, interesting. Don,
and by the way, David, I measure my margin on a regular basis. So, you know, with my software, I can download every written order I have every day. I try to do a gap analysis. I try to look at the products that we sell on a regular basis to see who's selling what product at what price, right? But it makes it difficult because, you know, I'm only 45% retail. We do builder, multifamily, Main Street commercial, and some bid work. So you got to look at each salesperson differently, right? Because they all may sell the same products, but they have a different customer type that they're selling to. So you have to really be able to dig into your numbers to see if three retail salespeople are all selling a particular hot product, you know, within a short range of each other. If they're all over the board, then you've got a problem and you've got to pull them down and say, okay, why are we doing this?
You know, but I guess, you know, we've been talking.
You've got to be able to have a system that's going to give you those numbers.
We've been talking about monitoring, and I guess the more complicated a business is, the more difficult it is to monitor each one of these different things we've been talking about.
Yep, can't do it on paper. You got to have a system.
I hear you. Well, that's probably, I don't know, you suppose there are other retailers out there that are doing things on paper? I know there's probably a good number of them.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot still today. You know, there's a lot. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We got probably, 9,000 to 11,000 retail independents left out there. I would bet half of them are still using a paper system of some sort.
If we're talking in 10 years, how many independents do you think there's going to be out there?
You know, I wish I had that crystal ball. I could answer a lot of questions, right? I think from the sheer number of dealers that are aging out with really no backup plan, with no plan B, especially when they don't have a second generation in place, I could see it easily dropping by half of what it is today over the next 10 years.
I hear you. Scary, but probably...
it is scary.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Don, I really appreciate you joining us. It's been very enlightening. Let's do it again.
Absolutely, David. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We've been talking to Don Roberts. He's the president and CEO of Central Alabama Flooring. And this is Floor Radio. Okay, I didn't mean to keep you.